We are joined by a longtime veteran CFL receiver, Manny Arsenault, joins us on the show. Manny, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing okay.
So, Manny, your last game was in 2019, and then, of course, COVID hit, season delay, all that stuff. Now you come back. What did you miss most about playing?
Man, I would say the locker room, man. You kind of miss being in the locker room with the fellas, man, just going out there practicing. And it's really, yeah, just the culture and the team vibe you kind of miss most. If I had to just really, yeah, that's pretty much what it was. You just miss being in the huddle out there practicing and being in the locker room with your teammates.
You know, I was looking through your Twitter handle, and I was absolutely jacked. I did my first one-arm push-up in the last 5 years when I was reading some of your stuff. So it looks like, you know, during your time off, was that what you were doing, Manny? Were you working with young kids and getting them jacked up to be better versions of themselves?
Exactly. That's what it was, man. So I started doing sports performance with elementary kids all the way up to the pro level. But my niche is with that middle school, elementary. It's helping those kids find the confidence and develop those social skills to really pursue their dreams, but at the same time, just kind of leading by example, you know, working out 5 times a week, you know, 4 a.m. wake-ups, and just trying to practice exactly what it was that I was preaching to the athletes that I work with.
Now, that's something that's obviously kind of a love affair for you, Manny. It's something you're really passionate about. And do you find, you know, when you teach players, you know, some people will gravitate towards it. Others, you know, they need a little bit of a push. Were you ever at a time, did you need someone to push you along, or were you always super excited about that aspect of it?
Man, honestly, man, it was the fear of failure, man. And growing up in a small town where I'm from, you know, lack of guidance and the leadership, I kind of learned from everyone's mistakes, but I look at everything as a I get to and don't have to. So, man, I kind of take advantage of all opportunities because growing up they were limited, and that's just kind of how I am as a person. I just wanted to make the most of anything that I'm a part of or give it my best shot.
You know, going back to your work with the young kids, is there something like an approach you take? Because that's pretty amazing. You're a professional athlete, and you want to work with kids that, you know, they're not at the point where they're launching into, you know, college or pro ranks. So when you work with those kids, what do you like about it? Is there some kind of, you know, I guess mentoring portion of it you like?
That's exactly my approach. Because parents ask me, "What make you so good? Or what make you one of the best?" We hear from family, friends all the time of how good you are, but it's a mentoring approach that I kind of take, man. And it's just helping the kids discover who they are. You know, some kids have talent, some don't. But what it is, having the confidence. So if you have all the talent in the world but lack the confidence, you really won't be that athlete that you should be, or you would never really reach your full potential. So my style of coaching, man, goes deeper than anything that takes place on the field, because I'm trying to create a better daughter, a better son, brother, sister, and giving them the skills of overcoming adversity and learning to really figure things out on their own through training.
Manny Arsenault joins us, a longtime veteran receiver, now in his first year with the Edmonton Elks. And Manny, you mentioned how, you know, growing up there, you know, you didn't have, you know, maybe a lot of mentors or the best opportunities. How are you able to overcome that? Usually someone has somebody who's a mentor or somebody who, a coach who suddenly, you know, believed in you or gave you confidence. Man, who was that person for you?
Yeah, man, for me, it was my high school football coach, Jules Sullen, a coach that I had my senior year. Then I had a principal, Lee Dotson, at my high school. And one of my youth coaches was Coach Jeffrey Franklin and Reverend Dupar. So there was 5-6 men in my life that were like coaches slash uncles, like slash father figures. You know, they kind of kept me on the right track. And being raised by a single parent, my mom, watching her figure everything out, she really was like that role model and hero for me, because I had it in my mind that if she can figure it out and make things happen, why can't I? And that's kind of how I look at it now, being an adult and no longer a kid, is the fact of just watching my mama, man, take care of everything and making things happen, plus having the coaches in my life, man, that's still by my side, even still to this day.
Talking with Empton Elks receiver Manny Arsenault. Manny, you know, a couple of years away from the game, when you take that time, did you develop a different perspective about maybe the way you train, prepare for games, or play the games that maybe you didn't have while you were kind of, you know, knee-deep in playing?
Man, you know what the funny thing about it is, while I was away for the game, or as I get deeper into my career, I actually go harder, because I was always blessed to join teams that had a veteran presence, whether it was the CFL, the NFL, and coming into Canada in 2009. There was G-Roy Simon, Paris Jackson, the Dante Marshes, Corey Banks, and those guys, and getting to Minnesota, having Coach George Stewart, Percy Harvin, Devin Aroma-Shadu. Like, it's like everywhere I went and had a veteran presence, and as I got deeper into my career, I became that veteran guy. So that's what I kind of want to pass down to the receivers that's in the room with me that was younger, or guys just now getting into the league. But that's kind of being in situations where there's always been guys with a work ethic second to none, and that's kind of what I picked up on even at this point in my career, being my 13th year playing professionally, is that I haven't taken my foot off the gas, because I understand what it's like to get cut, to have a season-ending injury, and in the blink of an eye, all this football stuff can be gone.
Manny, when you've been a veteran for as long as you have, I see a lot of good receivers that come up. You know, they're really fast. Some are good route runners. But ultimately, a lot of guys don't make it because they can't catch. How have you learned, what's the best way to improve your hands as a receiver?
To actually go out and catch. You know, everybody focuses on speed and all the other stuff, but it's like anything else. If I want to hit the ball in baseball, I need to take swings and batting practice. If I want to throw strikes, I need to pitch more. Or, you know how I go, but in football, you need to always catch the ball, but also just going to the fundamentals. Like Coach Howell tells us, catch the ball with your eyes, see it into your hands. And that's kind of what it is, because you see guys drop the wide open ball because you're trying to make a move before you catch it. But it all boils down to staying loyal to the fundamentals of the game, because that's something that never changes. And if you go watch professional sports, it's the fundamentals done constantly over and over, just at a fast pace. But everything boils down to the foundation. But for most receivers, it's just catching the ball with your eyes, seeing into your hands, and just having the right hand placement and eye discipline.
Have you found, is it better having someone throw you the ball or just working with the ball jug? Which one works better?
For me, throwing the ball. And, like, I used to, back in my offseason, I used to have a mom throw. Because I figured if I can catch a bad ball, I'd be able to catch a good ball. But it's all about getting the reps. My little nephew, Trey Williams, what, 13? I go catch with him. High school kids, I catch with them. It's about getting the reps and the touches. And if you have someone that can't throw, that should make you even better. Because what balls most receivers struggle with, the ones outside their frame are low balls that's in the dirt. So as long as you get in the reps, man, that is key. But it's more than just saying, hey, let's go lift weights, let's go run. To get better at football, you have to practice football.
Manny, you know, your group hasn't quite got off to the start they want as far as victories so far this year. You know, are you feeling there's improvement, right, and the group is kind of coming along as far as heading into their third game?
Yeah, there has been improvement for sure. But the thing about football, it's the ultimate team sport, to where no one guy can get you over the hump, and you really have to depend on the person on side of you. So even with our group, we depend and lean on one another. But everything with football starts with the center has to snap the ball. The quarterback has to get you, have to make a read, have to make a throw. This person has to block. And that's the thing about football, man. Every guy really has to gel. But I think as a team overall, we're making strides and improving. And things going to get better. You know, we're getting off to a slow start. But that's just how football works, you know. And it's about winning. So when you're not winning, it's easy to nitpick all the little things. But I think as a whole, this team has gotten better from training camp into where we are now. And it's just the adjustments and everything being made. But I think once we come together and everything finally clicked, it'll be a whole different product out there, and people will be excited about Edmonton Elks football.
Manny, are you better at handling the lows of football as a veteran, or you say because you go harder, do you get more disappointed?
No, you got to find a balance, man, and realize football is your occupation, it's not who you are. And that's what it is. You got to have balance when playing this game because it'll just swallow you up whole. But everyone has their way that they deal with wins and how they deal with losses. And for me, over the years, I find the balance that my routine and regimen would always stay the same. So even after a win, it's something you can improve on. After a loss, it's more so that you can learn from and still try to make those improvements. But where I'm at in my career is just taking the moment for what it is, breaking it down, and holding that guy in the mirror accountable myself. I've never been a guy to point the finger to say if this happened or that would have happened, you know the outcome would be different. It's just really holding yourself accountable and doing your job.
And lastly, Manny, I'm a former teammate of yours, of course, now the assistant GM. Did you call up G. Roy Simon, or did you say, "Hey, I'm coming out of retirement. Maybe you should too."
You know, it's crazy. I really never officially retired because I played 2021 in the indoor football league with the Frisco Fighters. But you know, it was a blessing. Like you say, G. Roy was a former teammate of mine, and when the club reached out, you know, it's one of those, man, are you serious? Being that I didn't play in 2021, which you would have thought that door was closed. But to get a call from someone that I was in the huddle with, that know me as a person, know me as an athlete, and to really give me that opportunity meant the world to me. Because as a football player, that's all you ask for. Give me an opportunity. And if I can't make it happen, I can't make it happen. But all I want is an opportunity. And that's something that I was given. And I would never take it for granted. And that's the biggest thing is I look as if I don't fulfill my role, I'm letting down G. Roy as the GM, Coach Jones as the head coach, and everybody that's in that building that's actually counting on me to come in and be able to perform and display leadership skills.
Well, Manny, continued success with the Green and Gold. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me.